call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about the TSA and the death penalty. And, you know, you can talk about those things or bring up what you want to talk about. Also, check out listen.freetalklive.com. There we have all the listening options that you can have for Free Talk Live. Not only are we on more than 100 great radio stations and XM and free-to-air satellite, we've got the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. We've got listen lines where you can call a telephone number and listen to the show over your cell phone or your regular phone if you wish. That's at listen.freetalklive.com. There's, of course, the live streams and podcasts, too. Let's go to Robert, listening in Indiana. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, brother?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. Well, since we were talking about TSA, I was originally going to talk to that. And also the fact that that one young lady just spoke about the death penalty. I work as a warrant officer, police officer, corrections officer, and a youth student instructor.
So you know something about this stuff.
Yeah. Now, it's good that, you know, maybe God put me on this for a reason. But if you start out as far as the TSA goes, as far as, you know, inappropriate touching, on the street as a police officer, I can only conduct a Terry Pat search.
Terry Pat, yep.
For protection against weapons if I feel that my life's in danger.
That's correct.
Okay. You move into something like, you move in from that into the incarceration part. Of course, I can do full frisk search.
Yep.
And I can do a strip search.
Bend over and cough.
Exactly. Squat and cough or bend over, spread your cheek. Now, at no time can I even come close to touching their anus or their genitals.
Right.
Now, if I see something that looks like you might be concealing anything, then I have to contact my
doctor.
Supervisor.
Yeah.
And a doctor has to be the one to remove it because it's a medical procedure at that point.
That's correct.
Not to mention the fact that a TSA officer, and I know there's some people there that took the job because they want to try to make a difference and try to make people safe, but you got to tell me this, that you can't notice the way somebody moves and walks, if they're trained in body language, that they're not treated. C4 in a vagina.
Robert, you're kind of breaking up. Is there
what was that? The way someone moves and walks, and I didn't hear the rest of that.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
A little bit.
Okay. Yep. If you could just tell by body language, if somebody has you know, enough to blow up a plane, you'd have to have quite a bit of an explosive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So
yeah.
You're going to tell if somebody's walking with something that's in their vagina or up their rectum.
Robert, you're actually pointing out something that's extraordinarily important here, and I'm glad you did because I'm not the expert that you are in this area. But in fact, in many countries, they've been more effective in catching people that might be terrorists simply by having observers, people that are a few. I mean, you don't need those 40 people with that have been salvaged from the welfare rolls with blue gloves on searching people. You've got a few people in an airport looking for folks, you know, I'm sure they're doing profiling. I'm sure they're looking around, and they'll just go talk to somebody first that they think might be, an issue. And
you just mentioned it right there. You've got to be. I mean, in any form of law enforcement, in any kind of sales, in any kind of anything where you're going to be dealing with public, you have to have some kind of level of expertise. Just be able to approach people and make them feel at ease and catch them off guard on that. And that's what they take. It takes. It don't take somebody to go. I mean. You could give anybody, I mean, unfortunately, there's a lot of places that say, hey, before you go on welfare, you've got to get this job because we're not going to pay you on welfare. So these people that do get fortunate enough to get into TSA, because they got a screening process, you know, and they're just out there, what, to pat them down? I've seen how it does. I don't go on an airplane after 9/11. You know, I wouldn't do it.
Or worse, what if someone is attracted to that job because they want to have an excuse to abuse their power?
Yeah, as sad as it is, there have been plenty of TSA folks that have been convicted of rape, and there are going to be people convicted of rape in any line of work, but it looks really, really bad.
How could you legitimately have an excuse to have a job where you get to touch children in places that no one else is allowed to touch them? I'm not saying they're all pedophiles or anything, but I'm saying that kind of raises my hackles as something that might be a problem.
And you're exactly right. Right, because when I would have, you know, as going into a correctional facility, into a state prison, as a shift supervisor, I would have to go out there and help pat down other officers. Now, at no time
happens.
Did I encroach on their privacy at all? And I've always caught. I've caught weapons. I've caught tobacco, marijuana. I mean, everything that's coming through with just a basic pass search, talking to them and seeing their eye movement, you know, if they're darting, the way they're holding their presence, you know, and you don't have to know this person. Sometimes it's easier on a person that you don't know. It just comes with hiring people that can really do the job.
That's police work. And that's what it comes down to. And I don't think the TSA is trained one whit in police work. And I've talked to many, many police officers that essentially don't consider them to even be part of the policing organization. And I think that, you know, it's not the TSA agent's fault. It's the structure under which they work. And they can't operate the way, you know, they just have a guideline where this is what you do every single time. And it doesn't solve the problem.
Well, actually, they don't. I mean, they don't always follow those guidelines. They may have them, but they're inconsistent about the application of them.
And that comes from the hiring of the good supervisors. And the big problem in that whole area, if you want to roll it up in a nutshell, is the fact that, you know, you go in to do the job, but everybody gets complacent.
Yeah,
you know, I've never noticed a TSA agent to catch a terrorist, just like you said.
But there's never been a case.
No.
And also, this happened. They've gotten through. But when they find out what they had, it was mind-boggling to find out what they had.
When the news stories come out about them testing themselves with their red team, Robert, you'll find that it'll be between 75 and 100. I've never seen a news story where they leak these things.
Yeah.
This isn't the TSA doesn't report this, but it's leaked, and I imagine, you know, they always report the big news as opposed to the little ones. But every time I've seen it, it's been 75% or 100% of guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on get through. So they're not even, you know, they can't even beat themselves.
Exactly. And, you know, and this whole TSA uprising came up after 9/11. Of course, when this all started, crackdown, 10-mile no-fly limit around major cities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody flying at this and this. And what happened, 30 days after that, everything's lifted. You hired tons and just hundreds of people to do this job. Then those people got laid off. You know, it's like, hey, I'm going to put a good, formidable-looking front through to the United States citizens saying, hey, man, I got your back, and I'm protecting you with these agents. While in reality, nobody's really being protected because, unfortunately, they had no fault of the people that are working and carrying that badge. They're not trained well.
Yeah, and I mean, you know,
they could never be trained well because just this organization, I mean, they spend, I just looked up the budget, the yearly budget of the TSA, and it's something like $8.1 billion. And that's an amount of money that most of us can't even really fathom. But somehow they spend that much money every year, and a lot of it goes to these government contractors and goes to the pensions and stuff like that. But, you know, the TSA has this whole tier of, like, middle management that are paid, like, you know, $100,000 a year to just be, like, one of these managers that oversees people, and they've become this huge bloated organization.
Federal employees.
Keeping people safe.
They start out $121,000 a year for mid-level management, and just go to a airport and ask to speak to a person in management.
That's funny.
You won't find
him. I can't imagine.
You won't find him. Now, to stretch that from the other part, you know, a heinous crime, working in the prison, you're not going to get any prison that's going to get a death row offender a job in there. Because they're going to be in their cell probably 23 and a half hours a day.
Yes.
Okay, they'll get out for showers and that's it. Now, if you really want to level that down to, now look at this. You get one county that says you murdered one guy 40 years one.
Now you 40 years what? I'm sorry. You broke up. 40 years what?
They give you 40 years. You got to do 20.
Okay.
For good time. All right. Now you go to county B. You murdered two guys. You get 40 years to 20. Now you go to C. I mean, it just is perpetual stupidity because they need to come to a conclusion and set it, I think, federally, what these crimes should be. You know what I mean?
It does seem like there are differences in states.
One guy can't. I have talked to guys that have literally, the guys murdered four or five guys, okay? Went and murdered them, then turned around and murdered their families because they didn't want to get caught.
Robert, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
That's right. We are on live on a Sunday evening. I know most talk shows won't do that for you, but Free Talk Live, we do a live show 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
I think we're even going to be live on Christmas,
yeah.
Right? That'll be me hosting the show, right, Mark? Because you'll be away.
That's what we do. We do live content. It's Free Talk Live. So you can give us a call at 855-450-3733.
I'll be happy to participate in the war on Christmas.
Boring Christmas. You know, Christmas is kind of just something that happens to me. It's not like I've got a 3.5-year-old son. I'm not going to tell him, no presents. There's not going to be any of this lying to him about Santa Claus thing that so many folks do. I'm not trying to be superior or anything. I'm just, I'm not going to do that.
But, it's made up. It's not real.
Yeah.
I know. I figured out, when I was a kid, I figured out that Santa wasn't real. Because I was like, now how can he go around to all these houses in one night? And
he's magic. And daylight savings time, and
my dad told me the time zones, but I was like, yeah, even still. And he said, then he said there were elves that help him.
Santa Claus. Let's go on to, we got callers here on the line. I'd love to talk about Santa, and I think there's things to talk about, but let's go to Alex in calling from Marysville, Tennessee. Alex, you listen to WBCR?
Actually, don't carry you guys anymore.
Okay, yeah, I mean, they tend to come and go, and so I was wondering if you were, if you were listening.
That's where I very first heard you, actually.
It was the very first station that we were syndicated on, and along with another one.
Oh.
That's the reason I know the call letters. Yep. Marysville, Tennessee, and Liberty, Missouri, I believe.
Yeah.
Those were our two stations. Cool. Yeah. So what's on your mind, Alex?
I heard a little bit of a call you guys had earlier, kind of going in that on me, but... something about someone had murdered someone, and there was some caller who, violently was wanting that person's death.
Yes.
It got me to thinking about how so many of these people think that we need to go back to some era of law and justice where everything was pretty much the death penalty was thrown about a lot more.
As if the death penalty would solve, whatever the problem is and the societal ills, the death penalty will solve it. And, I mean, there doesn't seem to be a lot of evidence for it.
Yeah. And that got me to thinking, well, if they're wanting to go back into some time in the past, why don't they go back to Anglo-Saxon England where when you killed someone, you had to compensate their family, just like you guys were talking about. It's not a new idea.
This was biblical,
about.
Too. I mean, if somebody was, killed for whatever reason, you had to, you had to compensate the family. Because, frankly, that's from a familial standpoint, the man is the breadwinner, at least in time frames like that. I mean, this guy's gone. What's the widow going to do with her kids and that kind of thing? I mean, this is a real issue.
Well, she'll be forced to marry his brother and give him children. Right,
there's that, too.
Like you mentioned that, if someone killed someone's child that labored on the farm that they would not have.
Yep.
I used to be one of those, kill them all types, honestly.
Me too.
But,
I was a proponent of the death penalty. I mean, absolutely. I looked at the numbers and studied the issue, and it's an issue of education.
And this is one of the things that I think is really important to say, but we didn't get a chance to discuss it with Vicky on the air, was that according to the InnocenceProject.org, which is a website dedicated to exonerating people who have been wrongfully convicted and are on death row, there have been more than 225 DNA exonerations in this country since they started using DNA evidence. And they have a little graph here on their website of, like, why were these people wrongfully convicted in the first place? Well, 77% of the cases where there was an exoneration based on DNA evidence involved eyewitness misidentifications.
Yeah, it happens all the time. I mean, just because somebody claims to have seen somebody else at the scene or whatever it is, it's not very good. Eyewitnesses are notoriously bad evidence.
And also, there have been studies that show that when an eyewitness is looking at potential perpetrators of a race that is different from their own.
Yeah, then
they are more likely to misidentify
absolutely.
Someone.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's the old, they all look the same thing. And,
exactly.
It's not that that's not a true statement. I mean, it can be more difficult when you're looking at somebody of a race that you're not, you don't spend all your time looking at. It can be more difficult to tell who's who. And that's why DNA evidence has been so valuable. And I don't lose a lot of sleep over guilty people being executed. I mean, that doesn't keep me up at night. But I don't think that it's particularly effective as far as a deterrent, and I think it's significantly more costly. Frank?
There's nothing to gain by it. If someone is actually, like I said, providing some form of compensation, that's actually a... I have a big problem with the whole idea of, now we'll finally have closure because they're dead. What? Stop bringing your kid back.
I'd love to talk to somebody that felt that they'd get closure after somebody was executed, because you just get sound bites on the news. You get 10 seconds of the victim saying something before or after. And I frankly don't believe you're going to get closure if the person is executed, cut into four quarters, burned, and the ashes are spread at the in four different volcanoes across the world. I don't think you still get closure. I think that it's horrifying, and it's going to continue to be horrifying whether the person's alive or dead.
Yes. And there actually have been cases, documented cases, where there have been people who have committed murders and rapes and other serious crimes where, through working with psychologists and therapists and stuff like that, they have come to understand and seriously regret what they have done and feel genuinely remorseful. And that can be helpful for a victim if that's able to happen, to know that the perpetrator feels remorse.
Well, I don't know what it would be like for the victim. I would certainly like the perpetrators to feel remorse. Alex, I thank you for the call. 855-450-3733.
It seems like more closure than just killing a person.
But
you know?
To me, that what convinced me, and this may not convince everybody, but this is what convinced me from being a death penalty proponent, was I saw the numbers of the amount of people that have been released from death row. Released. Evidence was found, and they're not all DNA, mind you.
Yes.
There's a percentage of them are, but it just goes to show how inefficient the system was previously. Now it's slightly more efficient in showing that the person was on the scene or something like that. It doesn't mean that the person killed anybody. But what showed me was that more than 200 people have been released from death row since the 70s. And what that says to somebody, isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What that says is that innocent people have been executed. If they've released 200, that means they had to have executed some innocent people. And the question you need to ask yourself, if you're so against murder that you're for the death penalty, how many innocent people are you willing to execute in order to get a guilty person? And I think that, maybe it needs to be phrased, is for how many innocent people are you willing to sacrifice for how many executed people is probably the way to phrase it. Because I don't know whether it's a one-to-one basis or not. But it's something you got to ask yourself, because we are flawed. Humans make mistakes. If you're going to give a penalty, the ultimate penalty, you ought to be right. And you can't always be right.
You're the government.
Should you use and you have no responsibility for your actions. If it was found the government executed an innocent person, what would happen? I'll tell you what.
Nothing.
Not much.
Nothing.
No, the bureaucrats aren't going to prison.
No.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree giveaway, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
If you're a cigarette smoker, I was too for many years, you know that they're not good for your health. In fact, some people say they're going to kill you. There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier by one metric. It's the e-cigarette by Vaporsmiths.com. Now, you can get e-cigarettes all over the place, but not all of them are made to the standards that the Vaporsmiths e-cigarette is made to. It's one of the best-made e-cigarettes in the market today. And, you know, a pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month. It tastes better. There's no more ashtray mouth, no secondhand smoke. You could do it just about anywhere. No more standing out in the rain by the dumpster to smoke your cigarette. And you can get this e-cigarette for free. Vaporsmiths will give it to you for free with free shipping. All you have to do is go to Vaporsmiths.com, buy 40 cartomizers. The cartomizers are the thing that go on the e-cigarette that provide the nicotine. One cartomizer is about equal to the nicotine in one pack of cigarettes. 40 cartomizers cost $70. You know that 40 packs of cigarettes isn't $70. It hasn't been since 1986 or something. That's Vaporsmiths.com. Use coupon code FTL to cash in on the deal. That's FTLs and Free Talk Live. Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com. Let's go back into the calls. We'll take Frank in Salida, California. Frank?
Yeah, how you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I wish I could say that. I'm calling because 3 years ago, on September 24th, 3 years ago,
okay,
my son killed his wife and then killed himself.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Frank.
And there's five kids involved here, and one of them is disabled. She can't talk. nothing. She can't do nothing at all.
Okay.
We have to feed her through a tube and everything.
Oh, my.
And these kids, the only family they have known is the paternal grandparents, the parents. And,
mm-hmm.
and CPS has taken the kids away from us, given them to the maternal aunt. And
then, why do they do that?
I've been in prison.
Okay.
I've been in prison. Not for no child molestation, nothing like that. Nothing
that was my next question. Okay.
But I've been in prison on drug cases.
Mm-hmm.
My life is clean now. I'm clean and sober, and I'm planning on staying this way.
That's the best way to get these kids back. Okay.
The thing here is my wife has never been in trouble in her life.
Mm-hmm.
She's a working woman. My daughter never been in trouble. My other daughter's never been in trouble. And among them, they've been trying to get custody of these kids. And CPS refuses to let us have custody of these kids.
How long has the maternal aunt had custody now?
3 years, 2.5 years, because what happened now is there was an issue brought up. The kids had been sexually molested.
By whom?
The maternal's aunt. Husband's brother.
Okay.
Young girls. We don't know if it was two, but we know one for sure.
These poor kids. It's just one thing after another.
Yeah,
it's
no
so
doubt.
Terrible.
And like I said, there's been physical abuse and mentally abuse, and the courts continue to give these people all the rights. All rights. And one of the kids, my youngest daughter, have custody of her because they threw her out the house. They don't want to have nothing to do with her. You know, they say she's trouble. So they threw her out the house.
And you have custody of her?
My daughter has custody of her.
Okay.
And the other four want to be with this side of the family. They don't want to have nothing to do with them because of the things that are happening to them. And they have lawyers. They talked to the lawyers, told the lawyer what was going on. They told CPS what was going on. CPS went as far as making this big video thing, trying to see what they can get on my side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And just take fingerprints and everything, like if they were going to consider us for taking custody of these kids. They bypassed us, and the aunt that did not do nothing at all. She didn't petition. She didn't do nothing at all. CPS gave her partial custody and took our visits away from us. We don't have no visits now.
What's their claim as to why they took away your visits?
Because when they took this big video thing of the kids and everything, they did it because they wanted to see if they could prove that we were coaching the kids to say these things. We have never coached these things to say nothing.
I bet they never even really asked the kids what they wanted. You know, unfortunately, these decisions are often...
Well, apparently, they have heard what the kids wanted, and they believe that they were coached.
CPS has gone as far as saying that it doesn't matter what they want. What they say, nobody's going to hear.
It's so difficult in these scenarios.
Goodness.
Dealing with family court, they, you've got these kids. They're used as chess pieces, and it's so difficult in these young lives, and they pass so quickly into adulthood, and these time frames are important. I mean, it's 1 to 5 is the formative years, and those kind of things, and I mean, it's so difficult in dealing with these family situations. Frank, I can only wish you luck. I mean, I just don't have much expertise.
Unbelievable story.
Sorry to hear about it.
I hope things look up for you.
Keep us abreast of what's going on. I'd love to hear more. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. I mean, gosh. The story starts out bad. It just gets worse.
Yeah, how could these kids, their needs for justice and fairness, ever be met by this government system? You know?
I don't know that they ever could be met.
No.
By any system.
No.
Let's go to Cliff in Indiana. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live with Stephanie and Mark. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello. Hey, I told you guys I made the call. I just riding through here and I heard you guys talking about the death penalty. And I would like to say that I am a definite proponent of the death penalty.
You know, proponent we don't get or opponent? I didn't hear.
I am for the death penalty, 100% for the death penalty. And yeah,
go right ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'll be very honest with you. I believe it's because God said so in his word. If a man shed a man's blood by his blood, by a man, his blood should be shed.
Yeah, that's in the Old Testament.
I know that's Old Testament. I understand
right,
that.
And I mean, the Old Testament is completed by Christ, I mean, is the idea there. And
right,
I mean,
I understand
so
that. But
I think
didn't.
The biblical argument is kind of weak here, and I did make it
no,
with Vicky.
No,
I don't know
no,
if you
no,
heard
no.
it. Let me make it again, if I could, please, Cliff. The argument that I would make is that if a guy in the death row, and, you know, the least amount of time they spend there is 5 years, maybe 6, 7, 8 years, you know, ask Jesus for forgiveness, then you're only sending him to heaven more quickly. So if you really want to punish this guy, wouldn't be keeping him on death row be the proper punishment?
No, sir. It wouldn't be the right punishment either. Because if you go back to the New Testament, if you want to go biblical, and I'm just throwing that in there because I'm not trying to do this all biblical.
Okay. I don't want to go biblical. I want to talk about
Let's go to the New Testament. I'll go to the New Testament since you said the New Testament. When Jesus came, he said, I did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law.
Right. So the law is fulfilled. What else do I need to worry about?
All right. Now, back to why I really believe that it'll work, because it works in the Old Testament, and I believe it'll work.
Well, it doesn't work now. I mean, the statistics stand against it.
Yeah, you know what else worked in the Old Testament? Slavery, rape, fathers owning daughters, multiple wives. Yeah.
No.
Should we have those things because they were in the Bible?
No, rape did not work. And that should have been dealt with as well.
Well, no, actually, you could forcibly, in the Bible, you could forcibly take your wife if that's what you wish to do.
Yeah.
Cliff, we're going to hold on to
you. Times.
You know, I'm thinking of this one warrior guy says that he's going to, if God gives him the battle, he's going to sacrifice the first thing that comes through his door. And it's his virgin daughter, and he kills her for God, as I recall. So, I mean, you know, there's some pretty brutal stuff in that Old Testament. Cliff, please hold the line, 855-450-3733. We'll get back to you.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
It works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the single toll-free call in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. It seems like the hot topic right now is the death penalty, but, you know, we've been all across the board here on Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want. 855-450-3733. The Free State Project's Liberty Forum is February the 23rd through the 26th. It's one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world, and you can be part of it. It'll be held at the elegant Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel, and so far they've got all kinds of different speakers on there. Angela Dills from they've got Michael Cloud, Jack Spierko, Michael Bolton from the 10th Amendment Center, Clark Neely. As a matter of fact, Peter Schiff, the man who predicted, at least gets the credit for predicting the economic downturn that we have. It'll be a great lineup, and you can get 10% off with coupon code FTL. 2012 at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. It's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Coupon code FTL 2012. Let's go back to Cliff in Indiana, and we were talking about the death penalty, and Cliff is a proponent of it, and go on, Cliff. You were saying that it's basically biblical reasons that you support the death penalty. Is that right?
That would be the first reason. But let's go to your reason for not wanting it. Let's go to the numbers, okay?
Okay.
You like to quote your numbers. Let's go. Since 1977, you say?
I think it's 73 or 72, but go right ahead.
Okay. Well, geez, let's add some more years there. Okay, so there's been 200 that have been executed
released
wrongly.
That's not exactly right. I can't.
I'm sorry,
Cliff. I just don't want anybody to get the wrong information here. And I'm not trying to butt in and mess up with what you're saying.
Right, you're right.
I just want to be 100% clear.
I'm sorry.
They've been released.
Okay.
Right. There's no numbers on who's been executed wrongly because the government's never going to tell you that.
All right. Because what I was going to say was let's find out how many have been actually convicted.
I'm sure it's been a couple thousand.
Didn't
probably.
Rick Perry
so
execute 300 or something?
So
it's a large
number. You know, that's what I'm saying. Use that number. Now, let me go back to this.
Well, but before you go on, Cliff, that's an important point you've made is, you know, so maybe one out of 10, maybe one out of five people who have been put on death row have been released and are innocent. Now, that doesn't speak to how many are innocent on death row now. We don't know. It's just difficult. You know, it's impossible to say. But my question was, and I'd like you to answer it, is how many innocent people are you willing to execute to keep the death penalty?
How many am I willing to execute?
Yeah. If one out of every five people that you execute.
I tell you what, I will answer the question if you'll answer mine after.
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay. I'm willing to allow as many as you have to.
Oh my God!
Are you serious? I mean, do you understand what you're saying?
With
that? You are willing to kill as many innocent people as it takes to keep the death penalty?
Now wait a minute. You said you'd answer my question.
I'm here.
Now, how many are you willing to let go so they can kill somebody else again before you say, "Wait a minute, we need to do something about it"?
Okay. Now,
I want to say John Malvo. Does that name ring a bell?
Malvo, hold on.
John Malvo.
Yeah, the name's reminding me. Tell me, give me a real quick reminder, please, if you would, Cliff.
270, around Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah, the guy that was, that's right, the guy that was shooting the sniper.
Now, they don't tell you much about it, but before that, when he was in the military, he killed 10 other people.
Okay.
And they let him out of the military, and they didn't execute him.
Mm-hmm.
There's 11 people there just with that one man. Okay, so I'm saying you go to your multi-murderers.
Now, yeah, they absolutely exist.
But let me ask you this.
Well, let me answer the question first, Cliff. You asked a question, and I want to answer it. There's a standard in jurisprudence, and that is you would rather let 10 guilty men go than one man go free. Than an innocent man be incarcerated. And you know, I'm disturbed by that. But you know, just imagine for a second, it's you. I mean, do we want a system that is inefficient?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the caller is a white man. And
well, I don't know why that matters.
Well, because it would be unlikely to ever be him.
Because
racial biases of the justice system make it such that it's heavily weighted in favor of black men who get wrongly accused.
I doubt that that's the reason Cliff's making his decision, though. I mean, I'll grant you that it doesn't affect him, but it also tends to be young men, and Cliff's probably over the age of 30. So, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, usually it's young people and it's minorities that get it, and that kind of thing. But I, you know, to me, that's not what's motivating. I don't, like I said, I don't lose sleep about, you know, guilty people being executed, but I know that innocent people have, and I don't think it's acceptable that one innocent person is executed in order that, Cliff is gone. I guess we've talked over him too much.
Sheriff talking over us too, but, you know, I was floored by saying that he's willing to break a few eggs to make an omelet, as many as it takes.
I'm really
stunned by
that.
That's a pretty extreme statement.
And, you know, there are plenty of people who would claim to be Christians that would say that the death penalty is not an acceptable thing. They would say that.
I wonder what Cliff thinks about abortion.
I hear people make these comparisons, and I always, to me
because there are a lot of people who are religious conservatives who oppose abortion and say that they are pro-life, but are in favor of the death penalty.
Now, I'm against the death penalty, and I'm against abortion. And I tend to fall consistent on this particular issue. But I see what they're saying is that this is an innocent life versus a life of a person that's guilty. I get where they're coming from. If I thought that the death penalty was a viable punishment and could be meted out in a 100% effective manner with no innocent people, then, you know, I mean, then you could legitimately support the, you know, that against abortion. I don't support it because I know that there's no such thing as 100% effective when it's dealing with humans.
Sure.
It's not acceptable to me to execute one innocent person in order to execute 99 guilty ones. It's not acceptable.
Right.
Especially if the guilty ones can be incarcerated in prison for life. That's what, you know, I mean, okay, so if they get out at 65 or something like that and then go into a state-run nursing home, I don't think that's much different. You know, generally 65-year-olds don't kill people. Usually it's young men that tend to kill people. So, you know, I mean, it's not an easy issue, but I'm not proposing letting people go free. That's not my proposal. My proposal is a death penalty, or excuse me, yeah, the death row-like incarceration that can be undone when you find out that the person is innocent.
Now, Mark, what about, I realize this
Cliff is back. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's get him back on. He said it was an accidental disconnect, and I, Cliff, go
yeah,
right
we
ahead.
Do allow people to call back.
If you heard anything he said, go right
disconnect.
Ahead.
Yeah, I heard a little bit. I just didn't want you guys to think I got mad and hung up on you.
Well, I did. I
appreciate
think that. Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I understand. Okay, talk like, radio.
It's happened to us before.
I heard you guys flip, 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 and I was like, man, I don't think I hung up on you.
Yep. So,
anyway,
your thoughts on the fact that it doesn't seem to be effective as far as from state to state, you know, that. You know, a state with the death penalty versus a state that doesn't, the murder rates tend to be similar, so it's not particularly effective in that realm. Your thoughts
well,
on that?
This is my reason as to why I believe it is because we do not execute them speedily. We do not just go right ahead and do it. Let's do it this way. If a radio announcer, if you knew a radio announcers, and I'm not saying you would, you do, but if a radio announcer were to cuss
on the air? I'm sorry, you broke up. Cliff.
Cliff, I think your phone signal is breaking up.
Cliff, if you can give us a call back, we'll bring you back on. I mean, it's sad to say that it's just a bad connection.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Let's go real quick to Matt in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Just real quick on the death penalty thing.
Yes.
I am completely against the death penalty. And I'm completely against it because the state is carrying it out. Now, I think that people that are for it, if they are the people that are harmed or that were harmed or that can claim harm by the murder that was done, because murder is the only crime that I think should be eligible for a death penalty, they should be allowed to carry out an execution if they want. And that can be sanctioned by the state if needs be.
Now that's done in countries like Iran and that sort of thing. And I, you know, there was a very famous case recently where a woman had acid thrown in her face by a would-be suitor whom she spurned, and so he threw acid in her face so nobody else would want her, and she was allowed to, put acid in his eyes to blind him, and
sounds unbelievably
it is the eye
violent.
For an eye thing. I mean, it's pretty brutal. Matt, I know you've got more here. I'm gonna, if you would hold the line, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. I mean, I can't support it. If revenge, if you want to have it, is yours to have, but I'm not gonna sanction it. That, you know, that's not what the justice system's for. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.